Have you ever faced a decision so consequential that no pro-con list could capture its complexity? Wild problems, those life-defining choices about marriage, career, children, or where to live, resist rational calculation precisely because they transform who we become. Unlike tame problems with clear solutions, like how to travel from New York to Chicago, wild problems involve subjective goals that defy measurement. Charles Darwin's famous marriage deliberation illustrates this perfectly. He meticulously listed pros, companion in old age, someone to love better than a dog, and cons, less money for books, conversation of clever men at clubs, but ultimately ignored his own analysis, concluding with, "Marry, marry, marry, QED." Darwin recognized what we intuitively understand. Our most important decisions aren't merely calculations, but transformative choices that define our very identity. When mathematician Percy Diaconis was asked about using probability theory for his career decision, he exclaimed, "Come on, this is serious," acknowledging that some choices transcend rational frameworks entirely. When facing wild problems, we try to imagine alternative futures while fundamentally in the dark. The rewards of commitment are harder to envision than the appeal of freedom. Marriage and parenthood may appear restrictive, but this view misses their transformative nature. Consider a silent meditation retreat. Beforehand, you might dread days without speaking, yet the experience creates something impossible to predict. Similarly, marriage and parenthood fundamentally change who you are, not just restrict your freedom. Why don't married people or parents better prepare singles? These experiences are intensely personal, difficult to articulate, and we often lack awareness of how they've changed us. Parenthood connects you to ancestors, offers a form of immortality, and alters your worldview. Like discovering Shakespeare's greatest unknown play, filled with raw emotion, disappointment, courage, and joy. For those who want this opportunity, it fills your heart like nothing else. Even the most analytical minds often abandon rational approaches when facing wild problems. Stanford mathematics professor Percy Diaconis, a probability specialist, refused to calculate expected utility when deciding whether to move to Harvard, saying, "Come on, Sandy, this is serious." Similarly, psychologist Phoebe Ellsworth admitted manipulating her pro-con list when it wasn't coming out right. Both scholars suggest making such lists not to rationally assess options, but to discover what you truly want through your emotional reaction to potential outcomes. The utilitarian approach suggests maximizing pleasure and minimizing pain. However, humans care about more than day-to-day experiences. We seek purpose, meaning, and belonging to something larger than ourselves. Flourishing includes living with integrity, virtue, purpose, dignity, and autonomy, aspects we might prioritize regardless of cost. You don't have children because it's worth it, but because it makes your entire life richer, even as it makes your bank account poorer. How do you weigh a more meaningful life against no reading in the evening? This fundamental challenge of wild problems stems from flourishing being qualitatively different from daily pleasures. It persists and colors every moment with deeper significance. John Stuart Mill declared, "It is better to be a human being dissatisfied than a pig satisfied," arguing that who you are matters more than what you experience. We inherently seek purpose beyond mere contentment, often embracing hardship for what we deeply value. Life presents two distinct categories. Type 1 experiences deliver consistent pleasure throughout, like a day at the beach. Type 2 experiences involve significant challenge or discomfort, like marathon training or advanced education, often including difficult conditions and doubt. Yet, paradoxically, type 2 experiences frequently prove more meaningful, providing profound self-discovery and creating lasting memories. Marriage and parenting exemplify type 2 experiences, bringing tremendous growth through their inherent challenges. As we mature, we recognize that our hardships haven't merely strengthened us, they've enriched our capacity to experience life in all its complexity. When facing wild problems, who we become often matters more than daily experiences. Marriage transforms us into spouses, while parenthood changes our sense of self, giving life meaning beyond day-to-day fluctuations. Yet flourishing takes different paths. Franz Kafka, like Darwin, weighed marriage but chose solitude to preserve his writing identity. For him, flourishing meant remaining unencumbered. Choosing where to live isn't merely about weather or jobs, it's about identity. Immigrants contemplate what being American means, while Brexit revealed people choosing between British and European identities beyond economics. Though we use transactional language about friendship, investing time, many value friendship for itself. Being a good friend becomes part of who we are. Similarly, people vote not because one vote changes outcomes, but because it aligns with their identity as responsible citizens. They don't see themselves as suckers for voting, they see themselves as admirable. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Getting over yourself means recognizing you're not the center of the universe, a realization that comes through therapy, meditation, religion, or literature that connects us to something larger. We naturally see ourselves as the main character in our personal reality show, with everyone else as supporting cast. As Adam Smith noted, removing the mysterious veil of self-delusion about our own conduct is incredibly difficult. Instead, imagine life with an ensemble cast where you're part of something larger. Approach conversations as organic improvisations, giving full attention without planning your next line, seeing friends as exploration partners rather than objects serving your goals. When we reframe life as an ensemble journey, our interactions gain richer texture. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks distinguished between contracts, what's in it for me, and covenants, promises of togetherness without keeping score. On life's dance floor, make room for others and let your partner shine. Wild problems are unpleasant because the future is uncertain. Though we crave certainty, seeking more information often proves futile. We're better off learning to navigate uncertainty rather than fighting it. Embrace optionality, the freedom to act without obligation. Instead of obsessing over perfect choices with limited information, increase your options by exploring more experiences without commitment. Like Faulkner described writing as following characters who develop lives of their own, our lives rarely follow neat plans. The narrative isn't fully under our control as unexpected plot twists occur. Living like an artist means remaining open to discovery. Having a plan is valuable, but knowing when to abandon it is crucial. Many accomplishments come from saying yes to things that initially don't align with your identity. Life is like writing and reading a book simultaneously. Be prepared for surprises while planning. Through all the world goes one long cry from the heart of the artist, "Give me leave to do my utmost." We should use our gifts fully, embracing the wild problems that define who we become.